Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are some things that we need to address with ferocity as conservatives. I'll give you some examples. The southern border. Address it with ferocity. How do you let people in illegally and you disregard the legal citizens? What is there to back away from? What do you need to, you know, to equivocate about? What do you need to argue about? That's just one. We're just getting started, people. Electioneering. Democrats cheated. End of story. What do you...
Oh, I don't know, Kevin. I'm not sure.
What, are you afraid? Are you afraid to tell people the truth? Come on, skanks. If the word fits, if the scenario fits, say it. What are you apologizing for? Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Climate change is weather. It's nonsense. It is the biggest boondoggle, and anybody uttering it out of their mouth should have them... Should really get them... Well, they should be shaken. That's the easiest I'll put it. They should be shaken. Or, as my grandmother would say, he need to have some sense knocked into him. What about this blatant anti-Semitism that's out here? What about this blatant anti-whiteism? What about this blatant anti-Americanism? What do you think? Should we allow people to blatantly be anti these things? Blatant anti-Christian, blatant anti-conservative, blatant anti-black conservative. Who allows for this? When are you going to stand up and represent yourself? The Democrats have been absolutely running roughshod over us for decades, getting everything they've wanted, and we just roll over like little pet dogs, getting our bellies rubbed, and the legs start to shake. Man, shame on us. And then I get accused of being too hard. Oh, Kevin, you're just a little too much. Oh, my goodness. How dare you? You need to show some decorum. You know what? Screw your decorum. I ain't showing any. I'm telling you, some of these religious organizations, oh, Kevin, you know, you're a Christ follower, do this or that. Let me tell you something. Christians need to understand that we are at war. And I'm not looking for trouble. Looking for trouble in all the wrong places. I'm not. I'm looking for love. I want people to get along with one another. That's my credo. But I watch these Democrats do the craziest of things. For example, how in the world could Democrats figure that they can insert Joe Biden into office and then win long term? They give us the worst candidate. Whoever decided on Joe Biden is a first-class lunatic, or whoever the group of people are, they're first-class lunatics. The inevitability, I'll get it out, of what we're seeing today was obvious the minute somebody said, that's the buffoon we're going to put into the Oval Office in the big cheat, the coup of Donald Trump. And I've asked many times, what was that conversation like when the Democrats were deciding what clown do we select? Do we select one of our black clowns? No, we can't select any of them. Spartacus Cory Booker, Walter What's-His-Face, the former governor of Massachusetts, a black dude, and then Kamala Harris. None of them. What about women folk? Kamala Harris was one. She didn't make the cut. Elizabeth Warren didn't make the cut. Tulsi Gabbard didn't make the cut. Well, there were others, weren't there? What about their Asian, Andrew Yang, or their token Hispanic that worked on in Clinton's campaign? I'm sorry, in Obama's campaign. Luis, or I don't know his name. He was a Hispanic dude, young dude. What about the gay blade? What about the senators and governors that ran? There are lots of people over there, and they chose that guy. I mean, can you imagine saying, you know, looking at the resumes here, and I guess we better take the pathological liar that's done nothing his whole political career. Wow. Who do we pick? Understanding the Democrats had no good choices. I know. I get it. I understand how Biden made the cut. But to get the final nod, please. And so now the Democrats are questioning, well, how do we find ourselves in this situation where Donald Trump could win again? You mean the situation in 2020 that you avoided by cheating? And the narrative, I was listening to Tucker talk to this dude, Skrelke or whatever, who raised the price of one of his medicines 5,000%. And they made him out to be an industry bad boy. And you know what he was? He was a guy trying to save his company. And he pissed off the wrong people, the wrong leftists. And they went after him. And the dude served 4 years in prison for doing nothing, for running his company the way he wanted to. They demonized him and then put him in prison. And he even said it in the interview, the same thing they're doing to Trump. Trump's going to be very different, though. Go back to Biden. The left knew what they were going to get. I don't feel sorry for him. All the new revelations we're going to get, we're getting about the Biden family, when they start subpoenaing those crooks and plucking them off one by one, we will finally start to see justice. And you know what I'm sick of? The Hillary Clintons, the Adam Schiffs, the Chuck Schumers, all these guys that can point a finger and ruin lives. I'm sick of them. I want them disbanded. I want that swamp drained. That's what I want. We got a crooked government, folks. The worst in the history of man. And I'm going to tell you again, the Democrats are in bad shape because of it. And here's what they know with certainty. They can't get Biden elected. Not any way, shape, or... I mean, they just can't. Democrats know. I read it somewhere, a guy said, it doesn't matter how many ballots they ship. I've said it, but I'm glad that when I read stuff, it validates it. That's why I'm not even talking about it, because it validated exactly what I've said. Fool me once, shame on me, or shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Joe Biden is a hot mess. He's dragging down the party. Here's where one article it starts. It's early, but the foundation for Joe Biden's 2024 re-election effort is hot garbage. He's probably among the weakest incumbents running for a second term in the modern era, especially among crucial Democratic voting blocks. We'll go into that in just a bit, but what he's saying is he's losing every voting block. Nobody wants Joe Biden, and who could blame him? We got a lot to talk about. I'm glad you guys are with me. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us, you're important to the country, you're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In case you missed it, in a time of leftist turmoil, the Republican Party blew it. But I'll get back to that in just a bit. Because what I've been talking about is are the things we need to address and the advantage we have. And I'm going to tell you, I've been talking to people about abortion. And it's funny. Every time I mention the project that I want to run, which is, you know, Baby LeBron, where you put a black, you know, young black girl, you show her baby and LeBron James dunking a basketball and on a billboard, and you just put, "Would you kill this baby?" Every time I talk about this project, people go, "Well, Kevin, we need to avoid abortion." And I go, "You people are idiots. You don't know strategy. First of all, you don't need to avoid abortion. It's a fact of life. You should be discussing it. But you should be discussing it unsanctimoniously. You should be discussing it as a question, like, would you do it? There are circumstances that I could probably convince the average pro-life person that, yeah, you might want to do it then. you know, we debated in the case of incest and rape. I'm not defending it. I'm not saying do it or one way or the other. I'm just saying the case can be made where you will at least go, well, I don't know. Because isn't that true of life? So somebody goes, I would never do this. And you go, well, what about under these circumstances? And they go, oh, well, yeah, maybe. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Just trying to keep it real with you, making you understand it. Don't be so dogmatic. Understand that there are permutations that might make you rethink your staunch position on something. And that little bit of wiggle room is where we can at least begin a conversation. Anyway, going back to the election results, and I'm going to talk about one race in particular here in a bit. But how is it that we can be right on so many things and get our butts kicked? Well, as I like to tell you and remind you, the Republican Party sucks at marketing. And as far as abortion goes, I'm hearing this was, I saw the numbers, and this counties, I think it was a county map, where a woman's right to choose was on the ballot, it won in 57% of the place. Now, I don't have an argument with that. A person has a right to do with their body what they want to do. I think we can make the argument that if all women were to take the left's position on this, we would disappear as a species. And I also think we could argue that, and I'm not a woman, so I'm going to go on what I've heard other women say, that there's this innate thing to want motherhood. I'll tell you this, as a man, when you do have kids, your want to protect them is bigger than anything you've ever felt. And it also changes you. Once you have kids, as a man, you change. I don't care about people, you know, I don't know what your thing was, but you may be a wild child. You have a kid, and then suddenly you're less wild. Your focus shifts a lot from being self-centered to being, you know, centered on your progeny. So many of these things change. We have to be able to be malleable. And on the issue of abortion, if Republicans tweaked their message, they don't have to change it. Just tweak it. You could win on the issue. Now, Rona Daniel, whatever her name is, Rona McDaniel, whoever runs the Republican Party, she can't win. She doesn't know how to win. It's all photo ops and sound bites. Hey, do you want a strategy to win? Work with a strategist. Now, we've been talking about it the whole time, and I know the people who are signing up to be one of the 500 folks donating $20 to us. Thank you guys for doing that. But the ones of you who are doing that, God bless you, because at least we have a strategy. It's pathetic that the little chump change we get, we're much more effective than the Republican Party. I'll put it to you this way. I've converted more Democrats than Rona McDaniel, than Mitt Romney. It's pathetic to watch this group of people that claim that we are all ideologically yoked do nothing. At a time where somebody says Joe Biden's 2024 reelection effort is hot garbage. That's what the guy said. Among the weakest incumbents running for a second term in the modern era. That's what a guy wrote about Joe Biden. And he didn't have to write it. We know it. We know the numbers. How is it the Democrats can win when the number one guy, the guy at the top of the pyramid for them, is in the tank? And you know what? Half the Republicans in this country don't believe we got cheated. Have you looked at election cheating? The people at 3 a.m. in the morning backing up vans of ballots and unloading them in Pennsylvania. I have the numbers of Donald Trump where he was at 3 a.m. in 7 states. He didn't lose a single one of those states. It would have almost been a statistical impossibility for it to happen. And he lost. And now they're demonstrating. They're willing to cheat. They're still cheating. We have a chance to absolutely destroy the Democrats, and we're wasting it. And the DNC has the nerve, the RNC has the nerve to want to fundraise on Donald Trump's turmoil. You know, what
they might get Donald Trump. What if they were to get Donald Trump? Give money to the RNC so we can help them get Donald Trump.
You people aren't fooling me. God. This guy says, for the president's allies to be dismissive of the least string of polls, of the latest, rather, the latest string of polls, showing an electoral wipeout if the election were held today, is akin to the meme of the dog in a burning building sipping his coffee and saying, this is fine. It goes on, of course, Biden's campaign crew can't say that they're drowning, but if these numbers hold, there are good odds that it will, since Biden doesn't have the political skills of Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. And he might not just lose the election, he could fracture the Democratic Party. Hey, alert people, it's fractured. They don't know whether they hate Jews or love Jews. They don't know whether they hate women or love women. That's just two factions. And here we are.
Well, we don't need to say anything about abortion.
We have every opportunity to say something about abortion. We have every opportunity to talk about their racist, anti-Semitic behavior. And I could go on. We're just getting started. I mentioned the other things that we shouldn't be running from. Things we need to address. The border. Really? I got to tell you to address the border? All these wars they get us into. They're spending. Uncontrollable spending, the deficit. Again, the biggest debt we have now is the debt, the service on the debt. How much money we pay in interest. Why? Because the interest rates have gone up. Why have the interest rates gone up? Because inflation has gone up under Joe Biden. Everybody's hurting. And we can't win elections? We need new representatives. We need people who know how to sell and market the conservative message.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott said America needs to invest in itself to stave off inflation. That seemed to be the general consensus during the third GOP presidential debate in Florida. Once again, Donald Trump did not take part. In international airspace near Yemen, an American military drone was shot down. A U.S. defense official stated the MQ-9 Reaper drone was targeted and shot down while operating in international airspace over international waters. More aid making its way into Gaza as a possible three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict is discussed. An additional 80 trucks carrying humanitarian aid are being dispatched into Gaza. Since mid-July, there's been an increased level of earthquake activity beneath Mount St. Helens in Washington State. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So we lost in Kentucky. We lost in Ohio. Two red states. Two states that we should have won elections in relatively easily, certainly in Kentucky. And I'm not going to lie, Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, he's a Democrat. The only statewide Democrat in Kentucky, by the way. He's not hated. But he shouldn't be there. It should be run by a Republican, a conservative. But sadly, we have Mitch McConnell as our representative there. And he's a weak-kneed sissy Republican that is never going to carry the water for our party or for conservatism. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I get very disappointed watching the state of things today and trying to figure out why we can't win. We're winning. Go look around. Go talk to people on the street. We are winning. You wear your Trump shirt and watch what happens. Wear a Let's Go Brandon shirt places and watch people wink at you and go, yeah. They don't try to smash your car or anything. Put a Let's Go Brandon sticker on your car. You'll be driving down the road and people are like, thumbs up. Yeah, they see you. Or have a MAGA thing or support the blue flag. All over. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are places you can go where that it doesn't pay dividends to have those things on your car. But as a general rule, more people will be thumbs up. And let me tell you what you won't see. You won't see Biden-Harris stickers. You don't even see Obama. You don't see, I love the Democrats. Every now and then you see peace, love, and, you know, all the coexist and all that kind of crap where somebody's peppered their flag, their car with bumper stickers. But it's mostly to keep those jalopies together because they're usually Subarus that are 50 years old that are still on the road because they're made with love. The Republican Party had a real opportunity. And I'm going to use Kentucky as an example. They had a real opportunity this last Tuesday to make a statement to show that this party's got its act together. But you know what they did? They got cheated again. Now, I'm not going to go into all the backdoor stuff and all, whatever. What I will tell you is this. Forget what the vote count was and all this. The Republican Party lost an opportunity to redefine itself in the eyes of everybody. And I'll give you an example. A black Republican candidate was poised to defeat this popular Democratic governor of Kentucky. But leave it to the Republicans to overlook the race. So just who cares? This race should have been trumpeted from the mountaintops of Appalachia. Republicans said nothing about a potential monumental Republican seat flip of a Democrat. Daniel Cameron was in a dead heat with Andy Beshear. He came out of nowhere. And I mentioned before, Beshear is the only statewide elected Democrat in Kentucky, something that never should have happened. How is it that you can have every other position in the state, but you lose the number one position there. How does that happen in a red state of Kentucky unless you have weak-kneed sissies running it? The election of Beshear shows that the rhino element of the Republican Party lives and breathes. And I know there are people that hate, oh, Kevin, let's not separate ourselves. We are separate. Rhinos are part of the Uniparty. They don't represent conservatism. They don't represent Republicans. Mitch McConnell's state. How does he allow a Democrat to be governor of his state if he's got that kind of power that he supposedly wields? We got Mitch McConnell and we got Rand Paul. Now, you know Rand Paul is as right as the rain, but Mitch McConnell, waste of space. Now, Beshear was a former attorney general before he ran for governor. Now, that's a post that no Democrat should attain given their lawlessness. Democrats should never be in charge of law enforcement, and certainly not attorneys generals. Now, Daniel Cameron, the brother, he was the current attorney general. And his race was called a race to watch because it was. The sitting attorney general was running against a Democratic governor in a state that only had one office that was for the Democrats. It was a statewide office. In other words, Kentuckians know, don't let Democrats be in charge of anything. But here comes a black attorney general that challenges this guy, and he loses. And he lost like 52.6% to 47, give or take. It's a pretty big enough gap to where you got to say he lost. I'm not saying he didn't get cheated. I'm just saying if it's a legit race, he lost. It wasn't 50.1 to 49.9. It was, you know, significant. In politics, almost 53%. The other guy gets 47. You lost. Now, he was always lagging behind Beshear, who's a fairly popular governor, and he's considered one of the top 10 most popular governors in the country. And his approval numbers are 43% by Republicans, and very well could be deserved, but I question Republicans if it's in that number. Now, they talk about what he did with natural disasters helped him gain popularity. Well, what governor doesn't get his state on the map in a natural disaster? I mean, you'd have to be a fool not to get your state on the map in the events of tornadoes or mudslides or torrential floods or whatever. Okay, that's it? What about his politics? Now, if it turns out that Beshear, by the way, I was at the Republican Governors Association meeting when the previous governor of Kentucky was ousted and Beshear won. And we were all sitting there shaking our heads going, you got to be kidding. And that I spoke with the governor who had lost. He was already out. And it was heartbreaking. He goes, I shouldn't have lost. I don't get it. He didn't even understand it. And now he's off into the woodwork. I haven't heard a single thing from him. Like, out to pastor, who knows, he's probably an attorney working for some place, I don't know. But going back to this, Beshear I'm talking about, showed his true colors during the scamdemic when he locked down the state of Kentucky. And that, to me, would have been enough. You lock down our state, you're out of there. But McConnell, where was he? Did he support black Republican attorneys general candidate? Nope. What a statement it would have made for Mitch McConnell to make this race a national referendum against leftism and showcasing his support of a black candidate. But McConnell refused to do this. And I believe he didn't want to do it because Donald Trump endorsed Cameron during the Republican primary. And let me just tell you how Trump made the decision. He chose Cameron over his former UN ambassador, Kelly Craft, who was also in the race. Even Donald Trump, I mean, I'm not saying, I don't mean this to sound flippant, but he saw it. He was like, nah, this is an opportunity for the Republican Party to show black folks we're going to put you front and center. Now, of course, they're going to call Daniel Cameron Uncle Tom and, you know, whatever, coon butt Negro, etc. But you can't keep doing that when Republicans keep offering you good quality candidates. And this guy was a good quality candidate. So Beshear, he was leading, but once Trump gave him that endorsement, Cameron started to surge. And I mean, because Beshear was crushing him. And if McConnell had embraced him and they made it a national fight. Let me ask you this, because I want to make this point. Did you know the name Daniel Cameron before Tuesday? Because I'm going to make you a bet that you didn't. Prior to the election night, Laura Loomer, myself and others, we were the ones going, what's up with the Republican Party? Get Daniel Cameron in. We were the ones championing this overall on social media because we saw the optics of it. We understood it. I just want you to imagine if Mitch McConnell in the state of Kentucky flipped a governor seat. Now, it happened in Louisiana. Jeff Landry flipped the seat. It was national news. But we didn't get a single peep out of this. Now, as you sit here listening to me, ask yourself this. You got the possibility to flip a gubernatorial seat in what is undoubtedly a red state, where the speaker, the Senate minority leader, the state where he lives, and not a peep nationally. Nothing. No fundraising help for Daniel Cameron. Nothing. The Republican Party essentially abandoned him. America needed to be discussing this race. And they needed to support Cameron to defeat a Democrat and win a gubernatorial seat and send the message to the Democrats that we are not to be played with. Just imagine flipping another major seat. Blown opportunity yet again by the Republican Party. Pathetic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Radicals are in office all over this country. Radical leftists. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. They hate us. They hate us with a passion. They hate us to their evil, scummy core. Get caught up in this so-called justice system, and you'll get a front row seat to oppression. And for the record, you don't even need to get caught up in the justice system. Be an outspoken Republican conservative espousing your truths, and you can't get a job. You can't get on boards of companies. You would think you were a child molester.
if you're a Republican and you state your case openly. You make a statement against an obvious wrong like I did when I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, and you're done. You're persona non grata. You got nowhere to go. That's a scary thought, isn't it? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't fear the future. Do I approach it with, you know, some idea of what it could be? Yeah. I talked to Melissa all the time. I told her, if I wanted to leave this thing that I do and go into management consulting, which I am amazingly good at, I could make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, probably more. Had I not taken the 15-year hiatus that I've taken from management consulting, I'd be a senior partner at some firm, literally making seven figures a year with a package that would blow your brain. I mean, you would be like, what? You get paid what to do what? And I'd be, yep. But if I wanted to leave it now, the minute they would profile me a headhunter and go, Kevin, man, what can I do for you, bro? You've been too outspoken with the truth. And by the way, my truths are the way I would run companies. It's the way I run my life. Doesn't mean it works all the time, but I mean the truth will set you free. I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm on the board of a company. It took 2 years to make it, to finally make it happen, and it was because the CEO's, you know, very well. I'm just going to leave it alone. But the point is, took a long time, vetted over my politics, and I said, you know what my politics will do? It'll make your company better because I'm about, you ready for this word, meritocracy. I know, dirty word. How dare him, that racist. He wants people to be accountable for the actual things that they do. The left hate us, folks. They will do everything they can to keep us from doing whatever, from making America great again. Who wants to prevent that? Unbelievable. As I sit here and I think about it, I shake my head going, there are people out there who don't want my ideology, which is get up, go train, be the best you can, don't bellyache, and if things don't go your way, look for new opportunities. Whoa, that radical! There's no way in heck, folks, the Democrats should be in control anywhere. Anywhere. They are not to be trusted, power hungry, money hungry, all of it. And you know how they want to get it? They want to get it in the most unscrupulous ways possible. I feel like I'm in Nigeria, where the more they can screw you over, the higher you climb. The better. Ooh, he's very good at screwing people over. He should raise right to the top. And this, folks, isn't my dogma speaking. Even Democrats know that I'm right. Democrats don't trust each other. They're scared of each other. You have families of Democrats that are afraid to say the wrong thing. What was I watching the other day where it was a spoof show, a magic show, I think it was. But anyway, the guy was, he was joking, saying he was at a leftist party, a gender reveal. And it was like, well, it's a boy for temporarily. Oh, okay. His organs are on the outside. For now. I mean, it was funny how they did it. It was very clever. But the joke of it is you can't even have a gender reveal because gender's fluid. It's a girl for now. It was a girl, by the way. And they go, it's a girl. So, and he goes, well, maybe. Because he had a gender studies professor as a joke at the party. And she goes, well, he goes, okay, for now. And he goes, okay, it doesn't have a penis. And then he looks at the gender studies professor and he goes, oh, for now. You know, really, this is what we're teaching. And we pay people money, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to teach gender fluidity. Unbelievable stuff. Democrats scared of each other. I want to play this clip of the lady that's now pursuing Donald Trump. Her name is Letitia James. This is what's called a mashup or what do we call it? A supercut, where we take all the things that this woman says at one time, This is the lady that decided to bring a case against Donald Trump.
The President of the United States has complained that I'm engaging in some sort of political witch hunt, that I've got some personal vendetta against him, that I campaigned against him. That is not true.
This illegitimate president who sits in the White House.
That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president.
Yeah.
He's dead.
So that was a woman who Donald Trump said targeted him, campaigned against him. And what was the first part of that clip when she was explaining herself to everybody?
The President of the United States has complained that I'm engaging in some sort of political witch hunt, that I've got some personal vendetta against him, that I campaigned against him. That is not true.
Well, there you have it. It's not true. I didn't do it. That we have that supercut is at least six different times where that woman in New York said, we got to get this man. Now, you would think that if you took that cut, and by the way, it's a video. I just took the audio. You played it in court, in a New York or anywhere, and you say, here's what she said and here's what she did. Now, why are we here? Case closed. Donald Trump presented a disclaimer, and all of his he has a disclaimer that he had in his court with this guy, Ingeron or whatever his name is, the judge over this case. He says, we have a disclaimer in all of our stuff. This, it's caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. This disclaimer is enough for me to not even be in court. And the judge goes, you can't read that. I mean, this is the type of stuff. Folks, I'm going to tell you. We have bureaucrats from the bottom to the top. And you know what they want to do? They want to destroy people like me. They don't want you to be able to make a living. They want you to be afraid to speak out. And you know what? Overwhelmingly, people are. They're afraid. And I'm going to tell you right now, I understand it. Because I don't have the ability to go make a living that I know I could make easily. I'm happily stuck here, so to speak, at the mercy of people that decide, Kevin, I love what you do. I'm going to support you. And then what do? They shadow ban. Let's not let Kevin have 2 million followers that are willing to give him $1 a month because it would be bigger than my previous life, right? If I had 2 million followers giving me $1 a month, I'd be uncontrollable. So they say, let's limit him. Let's not let people hear what he has to say. Let's effectively make him beg for buttermilk. Well, I ain't begging. I'm asking, but I ain't begging because I'll figure it out. But I'm telling you what's going on in this country. And I'm telling you that if you take away the voices that are willing to stand up who say, I don't care. Tucker did this interview. I talked about it the other day. Maybe it was today, but he did this interview with the guy who raised the price of some medicine. He says it was my prerogative. He goes, I didn't make any money on that medicine. They're lucky I continued to make it. I had to raise the price. He went to prison over it. Are you willing to go? What are your limits?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.